The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.
Every now and then you talk to an artist and it may have been some time since you've heard them perform, so your memory may be a bit rusty. I have the great advantage of having heard our next guest perform less than 12 hours ago, because Steve Howard, who is Paul McCartney in the Mersey Beatles, was performing here at the Night and Day Festival yesterday. Is the voice tired? Because you give it loads.
Yeah, not so bad this morning. That's one thing you have to do, is give it everything, every gig.
Oh, and you did. It sounded great last night. Are you lefty?
No, unfortunately not. Only in the mirror. I did try one time to do that, and it was just too much for my brain. You know, really couldn't get the right hand going, you know, at all.
Oh, it must be very strange.
Yeah, I know some. Guys that have done it.
And taught themselves to play wrong-handed.
Taught themselves to play left-handed because they play Paul in bands, yeah. I know two guys that did that. But really, it took them a year just to get quite good.
How did you end up with Paul? Did everybody draw straws? Did you want to be John?
No, I suppose my voice was the thing about Paul, because I have a wide range, and Paul was the one with the high vocals. And I think he's the most fun to sing, I think. For me anyway, because my voice is similar in tone, you know. So
do you have to change the voice or the way you sing depending on which era you're singing?
Not really. I try to just listen to the record and get the intonation and that kind of thing. A lot of Paul's lines come very naturally to me, because I'm from Liverpool and he's from Liverpool, and I'm one of those Liverpool guys that you can understand when they speak. you know how Liverpool is. It can be very dense accent, you know. But I have all the intonation of Paul and all of those things. So that just all came very naturally.
So if you're Liverpool, does that mean somewhere in the gene pool there's Ireland?
Absolutely. Absolutely there is, yes. In fact, my grandmother was named Corcoran, and we know she was from that area, you know, Cork. And so, yeah. There's Irish, but I also have Polish, and Liverpool is full of all kinds of different cultures, you know.
So when ye play, what's the era of Beatles music that the crowds most want? Are you red and blue? Are you white? Are you Walrus and Eggman?
I would say it's a mixture of the two, really. But the early Beatles, the Red Album, if you learn that album, you've got most of the crowd on your side, I guess. And then when you start to play the Blue Album or you know, say Dear Prudence, we put Dear Prudence in last night. And it's one of those where 20% of the crowd are just digging it, because it's just something they weren't expecting, you know. And the rest are kind of waiting for Obladi Oblada to come on the next song, you know.
You did, am I right in saying that at one point you performed with John Lennon's sister?
Well, John Lennon's sister is a friend of ours. We know her from Liverpool anyway. Julia Bird, and she wrote a book called Imagine This, Growing Up With My Brother John Lennon. And she toured with us selling the book, you know, in America and around the world. But we were already friends with Julia anyway. She invited us to do a charity event in Liverpool, and we had a drink and became close friends, you know. And then she started to tour with us, and yeah, she's great. Julia's a very intelligent lady, you know.
So how did you hold back from the desire to say, can you hook me up with Ringo and Paul?
Well, the thing about Julia is that she does have all their numbers and everything, but she's very discreet with it. And in America one time, we went to see Paul together in Detroit, right? And she said, well, I'll call Paul's people and see if we can go in and see him before the gig. So we get to the gig, and we're going up to the gate, and she's already organised all of this. And the big guy on the gate just put his hand out, and he recognised Julia, but he just put his hand in front of us and said, sorry, guys, not today. Oh. It was our one chance to meet him. Anyway, she went in, and the gig started late because he was reminiscing with Julia. So the gig was 10 minutes in. She comes back to her seat, and she said, oh, you know, we were just talking. And he's like, great, yeah, good for you.
I assume you've seen him perform live.
I've seen Paul 13 times, and no. I'm going to see him in Manchester in December. So that will be my 14th performance of seeing Paul around the world, yeah. Every time he brings out a new tour, I try to see it, you know.
And did you get into the Beatles? Is tribute act the correct term? Is that what you call yourselves?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. We're a tribute to the Beatles, yeah.
So how did you get into doing the tribute? Was it because you were huge fans, or was it because you thought your voice suited it?
Oh, huge fans. Absolutely massive fans since I was before I could even... I was about 9, I guess, when I first discovered the Beatles. Unfortunately, it was when John Lennon was killed, you know, and in Liverpool in the 80s, in the early 80s, it was kind of passé, and they were already kind of this old group, you know what I mean? And after John died, they showed Help on TV. I remember that, and I was just hooked. I was like, who's this? And they were saying, this is the Beatles from Liverpool, you know? And I was like, where we're from? Yeah, wow. You know, so proud. And then every Christmas and every birthday, I wanted records and posters, and I was just hooked on them, you know?
Did you see McCartney on Howard Stern there recently?
I didn't see it, no.
Oh, it was interesting. He got more, I suppose, open about the Yoko presence at recordings.
Really?
Than he had. Yeah, it was interesting to hear his take on all that. Does it mean now, I assume, because Paul is what, 80?
I'd say he's about 82, yeah.
Amazing. So are you now able to sing some of Paul's songs that Paul isn't able to sing anymore?
I guess. I mean, recently he did the thing where he guested for the Foo Fighters, wasn't it? And he tried Oh Darling, and I think, I mean, that's a song that even a 25-year-old is going to have trouble with, you know what I mean? But I still give that a good go, and it's one of my favourites to sing because it's kind of your show-off moment, you know?
Now, the only thing that I don't understand about the Mersey Beatles, and I regard this as a major fundamental flaw in your setup, there are 5 of you.
Well, there were 5 of us, and so we had a keyboard player, and the keyboard player would do all of the orchestrations and all of this kind of thing. But he recently moved job because he's working now on the Magical Mystery Tour in Liverpool. He's Tony was a very kind of communicative guy, you know what I mean? And it was just, that job was made for him, really. And so when he moved on, we had a choice, you know what I mean, whether to carry on as 4 and try to make that work. And we did. But the truth is, like you said before, if you do the Blue Album, you've got to have trumpets, you've got to have all these things. And we found a way of kind of making that work, you know.
But that's brilliant. You now have your own Pete Best. All you need to do is now make hundreds of millions and rub it into him.
Yes, please.
So you're now heading your... By the way, what do you think of Lockheed? It's gorgeous.
It's absolutely beautiful. I've been here before with my family and the kids and things, and we've done the rope bridges here and everything. And it doesn't matter what the weather's like. It's just a beautiful place.
Isn't it? Yeah. And I tell you what, I'm very envious of the people on the cruisers because the harbour down below us here, just looking at them, are stuffed with cruisers.
Yeah.
I'd say it's a gorgeous place to be at a festival like this. And
it really is. It's a great location.
You're heading to Australia?
Yeah, so Australia, we went out there in 2019 to start a theatre tour, and then of course we were hit with the pandemic in 2020, and Australia was one of the strictest during the pandemic, so we haven't been back since. The promoter came back last year and said let's start it up again. We're going to have another year out there, you know.
Enjoy. Steve, lovely to talk to you. That is Steve Howard, who is Paul McCartney in the Mersey Beatles.
The Anton Savage Show with Kiri's.ie on News Talk.